the Saturday Light Brigade. And if you have been waiting for great poetry, I mean great poetry, that moment is finally here during our Youth Expression Showcase. I've got 8 poets here with me. And there are also 8 honored poets. Environmental Charter School had a poetry slam recently, and these are second grade poetry slam winners. And I'm so proud of each of them. We're going to meet each of them. We'll go all the way around so you get comfortable with talking in our microphones. Then, for those of you who wish, we're going to hear your poems. I'm going to ask, we have a lot of parents here. Can you hear us okay out in the studio? Great, they're out in the theater. So let's meet everybody, and we'll just have you say your first name, how old you are, and if you have any shout-outs, any hellos you would like to give to anybody. And, well, it's interesting. You've kind of sat almost in alphabetical order, almost. In alphabetical order. We're not going to take time to do that now, but we're going to begin with Anastasia. Would you like to tell us how old you, well, your name and how old you are, and any shout outs?
I'm 8.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening or anybody who brought you here today? Well, it's nice to meet you. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to read.
That's a great thing to do for fun. Let's meet who's sitting next to you. We'll pivot this microphone over. What's your name?
Cordelia.
And how old are you?
7.
Would you like to give any shout-outs to anyone? And what do you like to do for fun?
Run.
Excellent. We were just talking about the marathon coming up. Let's meet who's next to you. Hello.
Hi, my name is Natalie. And I'm 7 years old.
Any shout-outs?
My brother Leo and my mom and my dad.
Excellent. And let's see who's next to you.
Hello, my name is Sophia. I am 7 and my birthday is going to be in 1 month. And I have a shout-out for my friend Crosby, who is going to be listening to all of the poets on the radio.
How nice. I'm so glad that Crosby is going to be doing that. Is Crosby older or younger than you?
She's a tiny bit older than me.
Same school?
Same school.
Well, that's great.
She's in our class.
And a happy early birthday. Thanks for letting us know. Let's see who this is. Come on up closer to the microphone.
My name is Marcus, and I am 8 years old. And I want to give a shout-out to my mom and my dad that lives in Texas, and my little sister, my Nana, and my two grandmas.
Excellent. Well, nice to meet you, Marcus. And by the way, if you were keeping track, with Natalie, we lost our alphabetical order, you know, string that I said we were going to do. I knew we were eventually going to use it or lose it. But Molly is right after Marcus alphabetically. Hi.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I'm 7.
And would you like to give a shout-out to anybody?
My great-grandma.
How nice. Does she live in Pittsburgh? Well, that's great. And let's see who we have sitting next to you. We'll just move that microphone over a little bit. Hello.
Hello.
And what's your name?
My name is Aviv, and I don't really have any favorite thing to do for fun. I don't really have a favorite.
I see you've got a communication studies shirt on. It's a nice shirt. Were you involved in something where you got that shirt?
No.
Maybe a gift.
I just got it, yeah.
Do you want to say hi to anybody?
No, not really.
Okay, well, thanks, Aviv. And then finally, she told me her name was Anna, but I've got inside information here. Is it Anna Jean? No. Oh, where's Anna Jean?
Here.
Oh!
My nickname's Anna Jean.
Your nickname's Anna Jean. Okay, well, Anna Jean, Uncle Ross is listening in Charlottesville, Virginia, and he says, I can't wait to hear your poem. Listening to it on the radio is very exciting. Uncle Ross and Aunt Whitney. So let's talk to this, Anna, and Hi, how old are you? Tell me about yourself.
Hi, my name is Anna. I am 8 years old, and I want to give a shout out to my grandma, my mom, my dad, and my little brother, Nicholas.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it is? This is Natalie.
It's when a lot of different kids or grown-ups, they come together and they read poems that they made.
Anybody have anything to add about what happens? Is there an audience? Anastasia or Anna Jean?
There is an audience, and when I went up, you usually have a microphone, and it's really fun.
Do you hold the microphone when you go up, or do you stand in front of it?
I stood in front of the microphone.
Who was nervous? Was anybody nervous doing it? Everybody's hand went up. Aviv, how did you feel less nervous after you finished, or what was it like?
Less nervous, but I still felt nervous.
Did anybody try to memorize their poem? Looks like just about everybody. Not you, Marcus. You did yours from a piece of paper.
No.
No? Did you memorize it? Excellent.
Yeah.
What was it like to be in front of an audience and share your poem? I saw Sophia put her hand up right away.
It was exciting, but it was really scary too.
How bad? Was it scary because you were sharing? Well, why was it scary?
Because it was just you in front of a lot of students, and grown-ups, and it was just really fun.
Would it have been easier if you were reading something somebody else wrote, like something from a book?
Maybe.
Because I think it's sometimes hard to read something you wrote. I'm really proud of you. Because when you read something very personal like that, that's a lot to do. Can somebody tell me how you wrote your poems, what your process was for writing them? I see that Molly put her hand up right away. Let's get a microphone over to you so I can hear your voice. Molly, tell me about the process of poetry writing.
Things that happened to me in the past or, like, memories I had.
So you made a list of those? And
yeah.
I think Cordelia has some information, too. Go ahead, Cordelia.
We started out as a class, and then we made different kinds of poems. And so we had to pick just one, and then we checked with cops a lot.
And who can tell me what now? You're listening, and you just heard Cordelia say, we checked with cops when we wrote our poems. Now, I happen to know that they don't mean police officers. Marcus, can you tell me in your purple microphone there what cops means?
It means check your capitalization and organization and punctuations in your spelling.
Is that right? Did he get them all? So that's a good way to check over your work. Does anybody else have any comments about the process? And then we're going to hear your poems. Any other comments about how you did it? Well, I can't wait to hear them. Before you read, let me tell you that Ms. K wrote to say yay for all of you. I am so proud of you. Who's Ms. K? Can anybody tell us? Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead, Sophia.
Miss K is our teacher, and her last name is actually Miss Karichko.
And also, Susan wrote, she's listening in Bald Head Island, North Carolina, Cape Fear. She's addicted to poetry. She has so much anticipation, and she can't wait to hear your poems, which is terrific. So if you're just joining us, we have second graders from Environmental Charter School. Mr. Burke also wrote. You all know Mr. Burke, and he's very proud of you and the poems you've done. Shall we go in the same? Does anybody really want to go first? Okay, so why don't we start with Anastasia, because I saw your hand go up first. And I'm just going to ask you if there's a title to your poem, you know, say the name of it. Well, you've all performed before, so we'll just do it. Go ahead, Anastasia.
My poem is called Butterflies, and actually I have motions to it for five of the lines. and I have six lines in it, and I'm going to tell you the motions. For the first line, I cut my hands into a flower shape. For the second line, I put one hand down and one hand up to make like a tower shape. For the third line,
So cup, tower.
I make my hands like they're flying, like I'm flying. And for the fourth line, I point upwards with both my pointer fingers. And for the fifth line, I make my fingers into a diamond shape and put them all around.
That sounds great. Well, let's hear your poem, Anastasia.
Feet that taste flowers, they like to land on towers. Wings that fly and bring them high with tiles on their wings. What make them beautiful things?
That's beautiful. It's like a song, too. Mm-hmm. I like it. Very good. Congratulations. And why don't we, Cordelia, would you like to go next? Are you ready?
No.
Are you not ready? Okay, let's go to Natalie, and we'll come back. Natalie, let's make sure that microphone is right in front of you. You can move it over a little bit, and you're all set. You can introduce any introduction you need to give. Go ahead.
My poem is called Wolf Cave. Warm and sun shining outside a cold, dark gray cave, it comes out and prowls.
Beautiful. Can you do that again? I know. I just wanted to hear it one more time.
Warm and sun shining outside a cold, dark gray cave, it comes out and prowls.
That was really very nice. Is that haiku? I wanted to count the syllables.
Yeah.
That's why I asked you to do them again. 5, 7, and 5. Very good. Now, I know Sophia had her hand up, so let's go to Sophia next for her poem. And then I'd like to come back to you, Cordelia, so we can have you give yours, too. Go ahead.
My poem is called Statue of Liberty, and my friend Crosby helped me write this one. I give freedom to all. I was a gift from France. I have big shoes. Immigrants give me a chance. The 7 points on my crown are not supposed to face the ground. They mean the seas and continents, too. I give freedom to all of you.
That's very, very nice. And it's hard to write with another person. How did you and Crosby collaborate?
I gave her the facts, and we both put it into a rhyme, and she wrote it down.
That's great. Let's go to Cordelia next and learn about her poem. We can use this red microphone, and I can't wait to hear what you wrote. It looks like your poem's a little longer, too. Tell us about it.
My poem is called Cotton Candy. Oh, cotton candy. So sticky when I hold you in my fingers, so cool when I push you into my mouth, dissolves into a creamy mix. I can feel you right now. Such a memory. So not healthy, but I still love you so dearly. Oh, how I love you. A mix of all colors looks so soft and gives me a surprise when I shove you into my mouth. You look like clouds in the sky. Oh, cotton candy, what would I do without you?
That's beautiful. It made me really think of cotton candy, too. The imagery was great. Marcus, it's your turn. And let's hear about your poem. Are you ready? Not ready yet? Okay, well, we'll go to Molly next then. And Molly, we'll have you use the yellow microphone. I'm sorry, I'm moving all these microphones, and our audience is learning the colors of all of our microphones today, so that's good. Molly, tell us about your poem.
My poem is called Nutella. Oh, Nutella, you are so yummy, I could kiss you all day. Your hazelnut taste makes my mouth water. You are creamy as whipped cream. You feel so smooth and rich in my mouth. My eyes have hearts when I see you. I could dip anything in you. You smell like $1 million, like chocolate and nuts. I would replace my bed with you, and I would sleep on you every day. Will you marry me? I hope so. Will you make me delightful? Yes.
That's great. An ode to Nutella, an ode to cotton candy. Does anybody know anybody in Vancouver, British Columbia, Ophira, Idu, Omi, Oran, Aviv, you know? Good, because your poem's coming up. Who are those people?
They are one of our friends from when, I don't really know when, but like a long time ago. I think my parents met them somewhere.
Well, they just wrote to say how proud they are of each and every one of you and how much they love poetry, especially about nature and with movements. What's your poem?
My poem is called The Seasons. Summer is like an open breeze. It gently glides like the seas. Flowers are blooming. Children are playing, but nobody is lazing. But watch out. Here comes fall. Fall has a crisp smell and the sound of rustling feet in the dry leaves. The wind gently flows like a bird. But wait, I'm not done. Here comes winter. Winter is cold, and the sound of crackling feet in the snow clears your mind. It is not a time to drink ice water or lemonade. Here is spring, the rainy season, with the smell of blossoming flowers. These are the senses of the seasons: spring, summer, winter, and fall.
Beautiful. You all have such great imagery in your poems. And by the way, Sarah just wrote to Cordelia, great job, sis. I love cotton candy, too. Is that really your sister?
No.
No, just a friend?
It's my mom's friend.
Oh, well, that's great. Finally, we have Anna, and by the way, Mr. Burke says congratulations to Ms. Shupak, and second graders have been amazing discussing the process of writing, and Anna is going to join us next, and let's get that microphone pointed towards you, Anna. And your poem, tell me about your poem.
My poem is called Winter Trees, and here it goes. Leaning, curved, leafless, some strong, some weak, flowerless, birds waking, chirping in air, branches leaning upward, some have bark, some don't.
That was beautiful. Did you look at a tree when you were writing that or think about a tree?
I looked at a tree.
I thought so. That was really, really nice. Does anybody want to say anything else about the poem? Oh, Marcus, can you share yours? Would you like to share yours? You said you memorized it. It would be great to have you share it. What do you say? Shall we cheer him on? What's it called, Marcus?
Rules.
Rules, did you say? What's it called?
Rules.
Come a little bit closer and let's hear it. This is Marcus. Go ahead.
Rules. Responsibility. Use kindness. Live she rules. Inside a day. Safe.
That was great. You wrote an acrostic poem, right? So each letter spelled out the word. Can you do it one more time?
Rules, responsibility, use kindness, literacy rules, exciting day, safe.
That's beautiful. Rules, it's spelled out. Thanks, Marcus. Anybody else want to say anything? Go ahead, Aviv.
I do want to give, I thought of a shout out that I do want to give to Ms. Shupak and all of the teachers for encouraging us.
That's wonderful. Yes, go ahead.
Me too.
Sophia says me too. I'm sure you all say me too. Marcus?
Me too.
Molly?
Me too.
And we've got Natalie?
And I also have one more shout out.
Okay.
To my friend Dahlia.
Well, shout out and congratulations to all of you. You represent Environmental Charter School very well and also yourselves very well, and I hope you'll keep writing. Marcus?
And I also want to give a shout to Miss Barb that's in a hospital right now.
And we have time for a couple, just one or two more. Go ahead.
And also my baby, Sarah Corrine.
Good job, Natalie and Molly. Make sure you're in front of a microphone. Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to my dad.
Excellent. And I want to give a shout out to anyone we may have missed. Thank you for being here with us today. Good job. I want you all to come back sometime, will you? Sometime, I hope. Mm-hmm. Thanks. That's the second grade of Environmental Charter School. The winners of a subset of the second grade, winners of the recent Poetry Slam.